baby, baby.
And Lee Reynolds, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio. I'm Joe, and welcome to the garage. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you're having a great start to your week. On tonight's episode, I wanted to dive into what is the essence of the garage. You know, a sacred, holy ground for all the freaks and geeks, the outsiders and misfits. I wanted to dive into, you know, the music that makes up the garage. Get back to our roots, you know, man. Rock, punk, and heavy metal. System of a Down on the way, but up first, we'll be easing into this set tonight with Nirvana off of MTV's Live and Unplugged. This is their cover of David Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. Keep tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
I was a friend.
System of a Down with their title track off their 2001 release, Toxicity. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio, where we're on the pursuit tonight to find the essence of the garage. Like, what are we all about, man? Got some new music on the way. Also got some classic tracks like The Clash to come. But up next, new song from up-and-coming band by the name of Castle Rat. Some good old medieval doom metal. This is off their debut album, Into the Realm. Here's the song, Cry For Me.
Thank you.
New music by the group known as Grin off their latest album, Hush. That song entitled Talons. A little bit before that, we heard The Clash with Bank Robber and started the set off with Castle Rat. That song, Cry For Me. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio, where we are on the pursuit tonight to find the essence of the garage, trying to sort of narrow down our sound, if you will. I have some new music by an artist known as Devere on the way. Also got a classic track by the group Death to come. But up next, how about some Joan Jett, The Runaways, with their song Dead End Justice. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
Yeah. What's the plan?
You grab the guard in the prison yard. Get his keys and gun. We'll run. I'll dance with the same man.
Is he handsome?
You'll see.
You'll see.
Justice, justice. Don't want your law and order. Justice.
title track off the latest release from the group known as Devere, song called Amber Eyes. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio, where we're on the pursuit tonight to find the essence of the garage. Been leaning a little bit heavy into some, you know, rock and roll, punk, alternative, and we're just still on the pursuit of trying to find, you know, that sound, man. So I was thinking having a little bit of a classic cut this next set here. I have the Cramps on the way, but up first, here's Iron Maiden.
Story outside the rumbling.
That's it for me, folks. This has been Joe's Garage Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And once again, hope you have a great start to your week. Tonight's episode, I tried to find the essence of the garage, tried to find the core root cause of what we're all about, man. But I don't know if I've answered that question here tonight. And I think it deserves further research. So tune in next week as I do more dives and deep cuts into rock and roll, punk, funk, and soul, all on the pursuit of good music. This has been Joe's Garage Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to leave off tonight with Type O Negative and their song, I Don't Want to Be Me.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope for a couple of quarts of beer would fix it, so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if we played it on the saxophone, pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got fashion suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name, we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
I'm
was the first confrontation with the law. Naturally, we were easy on him. One of our friendly counselors gave him a donut and told him to stick closer to church-oriented social activities.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM from Carnegie Mellon University, and this